with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Israeli military, in an update, says the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza has now been reopened. But a UN agency says no aid has yet entered. That key terminal for the entry of humanitarian aid was closed over the weekend after a Hamas rocket attack killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. The May date for President Trump's classified documents trial case has been canceled.
The classified documents prosecution of former President Trump had been set to go to trial on May 20th, but the presiding judge has postponed it indefinitely. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's order had been expected in light of still unresolved issues in the case and because Trump is currently on trial in the New York hush money case. Trump faces dozens of felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents he took with him when he left the White House at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and then obstructing FBI efforts to get them back. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump criminal trial in New York will take the day off. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans introducing legislation that would include a citizenship question on the once-a-decade census. The legislation would eliminate people who aren't citizens from the headcount that helps determine political power in the U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says illegal immigrants should not be allowed to register to vote.
In recent days, we've seen a growing number of folks on student visas show their willingness to break the law and utterly disrupt our way of life and threaten law-abiding students who are actually American citizens. If they're willing to take over buildings and physically terrorize their fellow students, why would they not be willing to lie on a voter registration form?
The GOP bill unlikely to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate. This is SRN News. Europe is rethinking transgenderism.
A new policy statement from the European Society of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says doctors should not be performing sex change operations on children or providing them with puberty-blocking drugs. This follows decisions in several European countries to scale back efforts to help young people live as the opposite sex. In the United Kingdom, the government has ordered the closure of its only transgender clinic for children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a Maine woman who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. The mother says a school counselor gave her 13-year-old a chest binder, and officials were calling her by a new name. But the judge said the suit failed to establish any legal claims for liability. The mother has since begun homeschooling her daughter. This is SRN News. Panera Bread says it's discontinuing its charged sips drinks.
The drinks were tied to at least two wrongful death lawsuits due to their high caffeine content. Panera didn't say whether the drinks were being discontinued because of the lawsuits or health concerns. It also wouldn't comment on the timeline for removing them from stores. The St. Louis-based company introduced charged sips in the spring of 2022. In the fall of 2023, Panera was sued by the families of two people with heart conditions who died after drinking charged lemonades at Panera. Keith Peters reporting.
The future of the Tampa Bay Rays about to become clearer as the St. Petersburg City Council begins discussions about the team's planned $1.3 billion ballpark. That stadium would be the anchor of a much larger project to transform downtown with affordable housing, a Black History Museum, a hotel, office, and retail space. More details at SRNNews.com.